You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Job chapter 20, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Then Zophar the Naamathite replied, "I must reply because I am greatly disturbed. I've had to endure your insults, but now my spirit prompts me to reply. Don't you realize that from the beginning of time, ever since people were first placed on the earth, the triumph of the wicked has been short-lived, and the joy of the godless has been only temporary. Though the pride of the godless reaches to the heavens, and their heads touch the clouds, yet they will vanish forever, thrown away like their own dung. Those who knew them will ask, 'Where are they?' They will fade like a dream and not be found. They will vanish like a vision in the night. Those who once saw them will see them no more. Their families will never see them again. Their children will beg from the poor, for they must give back their stolen riches. Though they are young, their bones will lie in the dust. They enjoyed the sweet taste of wickedness, letting it melt under their tongue. They savored it, holding it long in their mouths. But suddenly, the food in their bellies turned sour, a poisonous venom in their stomach. They will vomit the wealth they swallowed. God won't let them keep it down. They will suck the poison of cobras. The viper will kill them. They will never again enjoy streams of olive oil or rivers of milk and honey. They will give back everything they worked for. Their wealth will bring them no joy. For they oppressed the poor and left them destitute. They foreclosed on their homes. They were always greedy and never satisfied. Nothing remains of all the things they dreamed about. Nothing is left after they finish gorging themselves. Therefore, their prosperity will not endure. In the midst of plenty, they will run into trouble and be overcome by misery. May God give them a bellyful of trouble. May God rain down His anger upon them. When they try to escape an iron weapon, a bronze-tipped arrow will pierce them. The arrow is pulled from their back, and the arrowhead glistens with blood. The terrors of death are upon them. Their treasures will be thrown into deepest darkness. A wildfire will devour their goods, consuming all they have left. The heavens will reveal their guilt, and the earth will testify against them. A flood will sweep away their house. God's anger will descend on them in torrents. This is the reward that God gives the wicked. It is the inheritance decreed by God." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture, we see Zophar give this response to Job. And it seems like he's losing his patience. And he seems like he's growing tired of Job failing to admit some level of guilt or some level of unrighteousness. It seems that Zophar's implication here is that Job was wealthy but was wicked in the process, and that's why this calamity has come upon him. And Lord, there's certainly true statements that Zophar makes in this accusation. It is true that those who idolize the riches of this world will one day discover that those very things are taken away from them, and they don't have them. Those aren't things that we can lean on for all eternity. But Lord, that doesn't seem like that's Zophar's intention as he's speaking to Job. That's not what he's primarily focused on. It seems like he's more intent on lumping Job in with the plight of the wicked. And Lord, we certainly do recognize that in and of ourselves, we are wicked and we lack righteousness. But we're grateful that through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are granted righteousness as a gift. So Lord, we pray that we would live lives that show that we're grateful for the righteousness of Christ that's been imputed to our account, and that we would bring You glory in what we think about, what we say, and what we do. That our minds, that our hearts, that our hands, that our attitudes, that it would all point to you and testify to your goodness and to your presence with us. Lord, we're grateful that you're present with us today, and we commit this day to your care and thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.